This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
See on your screen is a little slideshow we put together to outline for you the national campaign of censorship that is being unleashed against Infowars.com, StoneColdTruth.com, Mike Cernovich, Breitbart, Daily Caller, and so many other liberty-oriented alternative news organizations. This is perhaps the greatest challenge that we face. It is a fundamental fight over free speech and a free press. A free press is crucial for the survival of our democracy. Joining us later on the show, we have Jacob Engels, the editor and publisher of the Central Florida Post. He has just broken big news on George Soros and his criminal enterprises, and has feeling the full brunt of the efforts to censor the terrific website, the Central Florida Post. We're also going to be joined by Dr. Franklin Brothers, who is an internet expert, who's going to break down for us exactly how Google and Facebook and Yahoo and Twitter and Amazon are seeking to kneecap free expression on the internet, how they are seeking to close Infowars.com, Stone Cold Truth, StoneZone.com, Breitbart, and so many fine investigative journalism sites down and put us out of business. You see, they would like to return to the days when ABC and NBC and CBS and CNN and Fox had an absolute stranglehold, indeed a monopoly on political dissemination in this country. If it didn't happen there, it didn't happen. But the technological advances of millions of Americans now getting their political news from a handheld computer device or an iPad or even a PC opened the door to the internet, and the internet opened the door to Infowars.com and a dozen other revolutionary sites like it where the truth can be found. Now, it was my honor to participate in the 30-hour marathon only, I guess, a day ago to bring public attention to the fact that we are under attack like never before. They seek to silence us, to close us down, to seal our lips, which is why your support for InfoWars through the InfoWarsStore.com is crucial. Now, you've heard me talk on this program many times about the fact that one of the products there that I am particularly fond of is BrainForce. I find after long hours and many hours in front of the computer or even many hours traveling that this fine product brings me mental clarity. In fact, I would go so far to say as it brings me some mental energy. And right now, this formula, which is loaded with natural compounds like yerba mate, L-theanine, alpha GPC, and a number of other all-natural additives, which I can tell you firsthand have really gotten me the get up and go to get back on camera or get in front of the keyboard again. Right now, this product, BrainForce, 30% off. So grab it while you can. We need your support in the fight for freedom. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
The flashing chest.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for the great Alex Jones, and proud to be here. Some breaking news, as the Washington Post reported only minutes ago, I have been contacted, along with Paul Manafort, General Mike Flynn, and this fellow Carter Page, who I don't know, and we have been contacted by both the U.S. Senate and the House Intelligence Committees, who appear to be prepared to negotiate the conditions for public testimony on the bogus question of Russian interference in American elections and collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian state. Let me say again, for those of you who are just tuning in, I am anxious, indeed ready, to testify in public. Senators Feinstein and Warner and Franken have specifically lied about me, but they seem to be confused. Yesterday, Senator Feinstein repeated the canard that I knew about the hacking of John Podesta's email in advance. She repeated the lie that I had advance notice of the contents of WikiLeaks disclosures against Hillary. And then hours later, she gave an interview on CNN in which she admitted that there was no evidence whatsoever of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. So, Senator Feinstein, I know you're in, your 80th term, and perhaps you're slipping, but which is it? Either there is evidence or there is not. You see, words matter, Senator, and your words matter. In any event, we'll keep you updated on that. I have requested no immunity. I only require that my testimony be in public. And I am anxious to take those senators on and take their exact words and parse them in a search for the truth. Now joining us is my colleague Jacob Engels of the Central Florida Post, which is a fledgling libertarian-oriented news site. Jacob Engels, welcome to Infowars.com and the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you so much for having me on, Roger. I try and support InfoWars as much as I can, and it's great to be here as a guest.
So, Jacob, you have been really out there in the last couple of weeks. You've broken some major stories. But what we're going to focus on today is not just the incredible stories you have broken, but how immediately in the aftermath of those journalistic breakthroughs, Facebook, Google, and the other internet giants have moved swiftly to snuff you, to cut off your public access, to bury the stories. Let's start with Rollins College. Walk us through what you learned there, and then what happened to you once you posted the fruits of your investigative journalism.
Sure. So at Rollins College, we had a radical Islamic professor who proclaimed in class that the crucifixion was a hoax, that Jesus' disciples did not believe that he was divine. In any event, a Christian student stood up to that professor. She then issued a revenge grade and started a whole series of events which resulted in the student's suspension, her filing a false police report, and that's ultimately what we reported on. And as soon as we started to report on that, the mainstream media, the people who love to run around and say fake news about everything they don't like or agree with, started labeling us fake news. First the Orlando Sentinel, then Snopes, then we saw a lot of Media Matters trolls and other people that have attacked InfoWars and Stone Cold Truth. And immediately our content started to disappear from the top search results while we were having more shares than any other content. So that's what happened at Rollins College, and it's still developing. We're investigating professor, but Google, Facebook, the mainstream media, the globalist controllers who want to censor information took a shot at us on a local level. So it's happening all across the board.
Now, incredibly, you also broke a major story regarding George Soros. And as I recall, it pertained to his funding of a local Florida prosecutor who seems to be doing his dirty work. And then what really amazed me is in the immediate aftermath of your breaking this carefully documented story, you were threatened by Soros's thugs yourself directly. Usually they kind of hide behind others, their front organization of monkeys at Media Matters for America, a criminal enterprise which whose finances should be examined for their tax cheating and their violation of their nonprofit status to do hardcore political work. Believe me, if the shoe were on the other foot, if Media Matters were a conservative or a pro-liberty organization, the IRS would be on them like a cheap suit. But in this case, lay out for us what you learned, how you reported it, and then what the results were.
So George Soros funded this state attorney in Orange and Osceola County to the tune of $1.3 million in the 2016 election. She wins, and then all of a sudden she announces that she's going to be anti-death penalty. She's not going to charge death penalty. And that's when we started investigating. We found that Soros had not stopped supporting her when the election ended, but in fact funded a group that helped her ex-felon husband get a job, funded a group that is providing the talking points to the state attorney for free, a very expensive service and company, telling her how to skirt the issue about death penalty, how to talk to the media. So we exposed all of this and connected the dots and put it in a very clear timeline. And to my surprise, I began getting emails from George Soros' PR people demanding it be taken down. You will take this down. You will issue a retraction. And I said, no, you can answer a few questions, or Mr. Soros can submit an op-ed, and that's how we're going to do it. And they kept demanding, and I finally got fed up with it, did a live video on Facebook, and said, we will not retract, we will not take it down, because if you let him bully, and if you let him do this to me, just like when they're trying to do it to you, to Alex Jones, to the whole InfoWars audience, we cannot let them do it. Because if they get one opportunity, they're just going to keep going and going and going.
You know, this is really amazing to me. Jacobs, how old are you?
25.
So here you have a libertarian, independent, investigative journalist whose website, the Central Florida Post, previously known as the East Orlando Post, is a powerhouse. And who over the last several years has broken some of the major stories in Florida politics. And now, suddenly, you have drawn the ire of George Soros, who, instead of hiding behind one of his thugs, is actually, in this case, threatening you directly. This is a perfect case study of what we're up against. This is why I have worked with others to form FreeOurInternet.org. FreeOurInternet is a duly filed nonprofit that is going to be calling out the internet giants, the so-called tech left. Let's say who this is. It's Yahoo. It's Amazon. It's Google. It's Facebook. It's Twitter. And they seek to strangle us. They seek to silence us. We at Free Our Internet are not going to stand for it. And we will organize to appeal to the Trump Justice Department for an antitrust action against those who would limit our free speech. Or we will put together a class action suit, by far a more expensive and difficult route, but one we will pursue if that is what it takes. But more importantly, to educate the American people so that individual voters and individual viewers go to their congressmen, go to their senators, go to the White House with their messages to let them know that we are not going to stand for putting the toothpaste back in the tube. Speaking of toothpaste, Jacob, I want you to stay with me for a part of the next segment, if you would. But speaking of toothpaste, there is a way right now where you can help the fight for freedom and support the important work we're doing here at InfoWars. That's right. It's the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Now, anyone who knows Mrs. Stone or has seen her photo knows she has a gleaming white style. And she's tried all of the whitening toothpastes, all of the presumably holistic and all-natural toothpastes, and she loves Super Blue fluoride toothpaste. So you can have a win-win here. You can get this, which is, in all honesty, only back in stock for a limited time, and you can grab this great product for $9.95 and support the fight for freedom. What could be clearer? So grab your fluoride-free toothpaste, bubblegum, or peppermint. I personally prefer the peppermint, but do it today because we need your support here at InfoWars.com in the fight for journalistic freedom. This is a fundamental fight over the freedom of the press and the First Amendment, and you can support it by going to the InfoWarsStore.com now. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's proflowers.com, secret code 1616.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
InfoWars.com and the Alex Jones Show. I'm Roger Stone sitting in for my friend Alex Jones, and our subject today, our focus, is internet censorship and the stranglehold that the tech giants are attempting to reassert on free expression in this country. Now, we have obtained the Twitter shadow ban list. For the time being, this is only a partial list of the most notorious accounts that are being monitored on a daily basis and whose algorithms are being manipulated to limit our reach, our reposts, and our retweets. The list appears to have been created more through an algorithm process using filters rather than using buzzwords. And if a person on the list is a low priority, it will take 15 to 20 seconds once it runs through the programmed buzzwords and the person, the tweeter, is blocked. If it's a high profile, it may acquire manual approval from the National Board of Censors. But the impressions are reduced with a limited capacity, which is why you are seeing less and less likes and retweets from conservative accounts. Because limiting impression means less people seeing your tweets from their accounts in their regular news feeds. WikiLeaks and Goosefer 2.0 are, ironically, not on the list, but let's look at who is. Juanita Broderick, the woman brutally raped by Bill Clinton, she is among those who are shadow banned. The actor John Voight, an outspoken supporter of Donald Trump and the Republican Party, banned. Infowars.com, banned. Prison Planet, banned. Stone Cold Truth, banned. The Stone Zone, banned. Roger J. Stone Jr., banned. Stefan Molyneux, banned. Veritas, banned. James O'Keefe III, banned. Dr. Jerome Corsi, banned. Mike Cernovich, banned. Lionel Media, banned. Millie Weaver, banned. Joe Rogan, banned. InfoWars Reports, banned. InfoWars Insider, banned. Leanne McAdoo, banned. This is incredible, folks. This is a hit list for those who are out there telling the truth. This is extraordinary. Steve Pachinik. Takes away my breath. It is extraordinary that anybody would be so brazen as to seek to end the free expression rights that we have used to open up political discourse and indeed to elect Donald Trump. Jacob Engels is still with us. Jacobs, what do you make of this incredible list?
It really shouldn't be a surprise. They have been targeting the people who are on the front lines of the info war for a long time now. I think now we can actually see this official list and understand it. And it's going to become harder and harder to tell the truth and to share what is really going on. And that's why it's so important. I know we've talked about several times what people can do to support the info war. I've broken a lot of stories, taken on the establishment, and I really firmly believe that without BrainForce Plus, I would not have been able to do that. These stories, these activities take so much out of you, and it becomes harder to tell the truth and disseminate what is really happening. You know that, Roger. Alex knows that. Everyone at InfoWars knows that. So everyone that is listening that is upset about who is being banned and who is being taken down by the censorship police, do your part. Go to InfoWars store and buy something. You know, we don't all have $1 million, but whatever you can do to support the InfoWar, we have to do it.
Well, you're right about that, Jacob. And let me say also, anybody with a Facebook feed, anybody with a Twitter feed, if you're on Instagram or Snapchat, you are an army of one. If you see a story on InfoWars.com and you like it and you think it's important, repost it. This is how the war will be won. God bless you. We appreciate your being with us here today on InfoWars, and we'll be right back with more of the Stone Cold Truth.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for my friend Alex Jones. And our focus today has been on internet censorship because, as I said earlier, I believe this is the greatest single fight that we face. You see, we cannot win the war against globalism, the war over American sovereignty, fights over immigration or trade or taxation or the soundness of our money if we do not have equal access to the internet. The internet is the underlying vehicle for the revolution that elected Donald Trump. And now those on the left have realized the enormous mistake that they have made. They seek to put the toothpaste again back into the tube. I am continuing to review this list of those who are subject to Twitter's shadow ban, and it continues to blow my mind. Jack Posobiec of Rebel Media, Zero Hedge, DC Leaks, Mike Savage, and A Savage Nation, all banned. This is an abomination. This is an affront to our civil liberties and our rights to free expression. When the government and their enormous grants for the left-wing organizations who are doing the actual blocking actually are so brazen as to put out a list of those who must be silenced, well, then we know that this fight is on. Despite the fact that Donald Trump took punitive action in Syria, a direct affront to the Russians, despite the fact that the president nixed what would have been a very lucrative deal for Exxon in Russia, the mainstream media and their running dog lackeys like Senator Feinstein and Warner and the never funny Al Franken, as well as lightweight congressman like Adam Schiff, a man who's so full of Schiff his eyes are brown, they continue to promulgate this Russian lie, confident in the fact that their allies on the tech left can kneecap us when we seek to respond with the truth. You see how it works now. They utilize the mainstream media, principally CNN, which is almost unwatchable. Wolf Blitzer, no Wolf, you're not a journalist. You're a hack. You're a flack. You're a BS artist. You're anything but a journalist. And they continue to promulgate the big lie, confident that patriots, viewers, Americans have no place else to go in order to get the counter story. It's ingenious, except it's not going to work. We are programmed here to try to examine the exact technologies that are being used to throttle us, to shut us down. You can call it shadow banning. You can call it search filtering. You can call it fake news flagging. You can call it throttling. And you can examine the ubiquitous use of these computer bots, but they are all being utilized to kneecap us. They're all being utilized to stop us from reaching you. And they, unfortunately, have, thanks to their government patronage, the tech giants have become extraordinarily wealthy. They have an unlimited war chest with which to wage their war for censorship. We, unfortunately, have no such riches, which is why we need to count on you to go to the InfoWarsStore.com and pick up many of the fine products. Now, there's one there that I'm particularly fond of. It is my book, The Making of the President, 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution. This book details the role of InfoWars.com as the point of the spear, as the cutting edge of the new revolution. And it speaks of the time when Donald Trump appeared on this very program, and patriots across the country learned that Donald Trump was the anti-globalist candidate, that Donald Trump believed in American sovereignty, American exceptionalism, American strength, and the Trump candidacy got the imprimatur of Alex Jones himself. All right, and now we have some breaking news from the man himself. Alex Jones is going to join us. Alex, welcome back to your own program.
Roger, absolutely. Thanks for filling in today. You're doing a great job. We're going to launch more shows. We'll have your own show. I have some monitoring on all the board operators and getting the satellite time. We'll get it all ready. I want you to go to your guest here in a minute. I just wanted to call in on this Friday broadcast because I'm taking care of some family stuff and some business stuff today, and you and David and I did a fabulous job. But there's an article by Clifford Cunningham on InfoWars.com that links directly, and I want to get your take on this briefly, to the New Yorker magazine that you know is one of the main mouthpieces of the elites. And they say, we're meeting in Congress secretly, bipartisanly, and with members of Trump's administration, deciding to say he's mentally ill, like the 200 psychologists and psychiatrists have said, violating the Goldwater Rule. When they said, we are going to basically either overthrow him or have an impeachment or just declare he's insane under the 25th Amendment. Now, Now, that's, and they're talking about using current theory of government, COT, again, claiming the Russians control you and me and everybody else, while Barack Obama and everybody else were involved in the election for Hillary, when the media got caught doing it, they got caught trying to defeat Le Pen for Macron. All the rest of it's coming out. Paul also has a powerful video, the truth about Macron, up on InfoWars.com. It just went live. Everybody has to do it in 20 minutes should go to it. But I want you to tell your guests, you can skip this network, right? We don't skip many of these days, but you can skip this one at 50 so you have more time. For your guests, it's just the point is, I'm 100% backing Trump because you got $3 trillion in the stock market, exuberance again, a belief in America, $300 billion in new jobs, already announced, half a million new jobs already in place, 106 days in, a much better bill than Obamacare now passed the House, doing unthinkably successful things. And then on the news saying, we decided he's a failure, so we're going to remove him. Quote, how Donald Trump could be fired is the headline when we put that article up on screen. So everybody's got to get serious for the stand. He's having to compromise. They wanted to stall the government and say it was his fault. He's having to compromise. He's completely surrounded, only has a few friends, even in his administration. And you'll notice in this article it says they're talking to people high level in his administration that have decided themselves who needs to go. Losing them all, they're, dead, basically. The useful idiots, the George Soros people, I'm sorry, it's fact. They're the ones that have cleaned house of all his real supporters because they're over-delivered in 106 days. He's over-delivered. Reagan didn't get this work done in 3 years. We've got a Republican, little bit was, that Max did four. It took Reagan 3.5 years to get there in only 100-some days. They're trying to stall the economy. But even the EU's stock market's gone back up on the exuberance of the Trump effect. So, again, Trump's not perfect, folks, but he's in the eye of the storm. He has the globalists attacking him because he's the president now. He's bringing power back to the executive, back to the legislative, back to the judicial, and then back to the state. We have to drain the swamp of our own lives on every level. County, city, state, federal, international. He's cut the UN funding by half. He's illegals coming in down 43% in just the first 100 days. That's all confirmed. And that's why they're panicking. If he was selling out, they wouldn't be openly trying to sell the idea of popular government, martial law, and floating it down mainstream news as if it's no big deal. So I told people this 3 months ago when I saw the movements. Now he's admitted. Now they're on CNN saying, they hope ISIS blows up, where he lives, before he gets arrested. They're saying, go after me, kill Stone. Tells them it was polonium. They're trying to destroy my family, openly. They are coming after anybody they think is a coward who will rally the American people against this global tyranny. We have a great chance of winning, but all of you got to spread the word and get past the Twitter. You've got a hand to spread our links on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google. Start your own website. Not the final word on it. Start your own site. Call C-SPAN. Call Talk Radio. Infowars.com is the forbidden site because it's the clearinghouse for all these great minds. So they're openly in the news. Only what Roger has said and go to his guest. I'm going to get off here, Roger, but ladies and gentlemen, they are moving against everyone because they're kicking their ass. Our ideology, pure success, pure amount of time. They can't deal with it. And Trump is like a lion with 100 hyenas at him right now. But some of us are bitching, should have done this better. I can't believe you're alive right now, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is for real. Go him by his enemies. Pray for him. Pray for us. We're going in through the beyond. Back to Rocky Scott on the Global Fast Racing. I'll be talking about this Sunday, 4-6 p.m. Central. Lord willing.
You know, Alex, this is such incredibly important breaking news. I'm going to ask our guest, Dr. Franklin Brothers, to come back and join us next week, and we can continue the discussion of the censorship campaign, because what you've just put on the table must be addressed. I first sensed that there would be a future move to remove Trump when I was watching the cabinet selections. As you know, under the 25th Amendment, if a majority of the cabinet and the vice president decide that the president is incapacitated, cannot fulfill the duties of his office, that he is removed. Now, he can challenge that decision, but it would go to a vote of the U.S. House, controlled by Paul Ryan. Despite Paul Ryan's success in repealing Obamacare, I don't think anyone on the anti-globalist right considers him anything but a Quisling, a spy in our midst. After all, he was Mitt Romney's running mate for vice president, and Mitt Romney did a superb job of offering the American people the exact same thing that Barack Obama offered them, an election of no choice. My conscience is clear. I voted for Governor Gary Johnson. This was 4 years ago. So I think cabinet members in some cases have been carefully picked because they have an establishment background. And when the signal came that Donald Trump's Donald Trump's iconoclastic personal leadership style and the idiosyncrasies of his personality came to the forefront, extreme career politicians, well, we'll just declare him crazy and try to move him on. Make no mistake about it. If this should fail, the Democrats and some establishment Republicans have an impeachment fallback position. This is how much Donald Trump threatens the New World Order. This is how much of a crimp he puts in the plans of George Soros and others for a one-world globalist government in which we give up all of our American sovereignty and any claim to the constitutional rights that are guaranteed to us by that great document. Make no mistake about it. The entrenched two-party duopoly in Washington that has run this country into the ground will never come to terms with President Donald Trump. First, they tried to deny him the presidency. When that failed, they tried to destabilize his presidency and to delegitimize it. And now that that has failed, and particularly because he's making real progress on issues such as our economy and our economic well-being, such as Obamacare, well, they have to get him out of there, and in their view, the sooner the better. Who's behind this effort? The elites, the power elites in New York and Washington and London and Paris and elsewhere, those who would profit mightily from future wars, war in Syria, for example, and they will give no quarter. There is no limit to what they will attempt to do. We've seen the effort to destroy Alex Jones, the man, and his family. We have seen them seek to kill Nigel Farage. I myself have been poisoned. I have been the subject of a suspicious hit and run, which totaled the car that I was riding in. But thank my God, I was not injured, and I will not be silenced, nor will Alex Jones, nor will any of the other of those on the Twitter ban list that I read only days ago. They're going to try to take our president out, and we are going to have to mobilize public opinion against this. It was only a matter of time, because they see in Trump's individualism and his leadership style, they see something far different, far more dangerous to them. He's not reading off a script written by the establishment. He's not being handed talking points by some 25-year-old who reports to Reince Priebus, who sadly reports to Paul Ryan, not the President of the United States. Yet we see patriots like Anthony Scaramucci or Rick Grenell, true Trumpites, those who are in the front lines of the Trump revolution. How many hours did Anthony Scaramucci spend on mainstream media defending Donald Trump and attacking his competitors? Yet you won't find those gentlemen in the Trump administration where they belong. It's a disgrace. Yes, the threat that our president faces is from within and from without. I saw a t-shirt last night that inspired me. I'm going to redesign it. It says quite simply, I love the Donald, but I didn't vote for Jared Kushner. And that sums it up. The Jared Kushners, the Reince Priebuses, the Gary Cohn, the former Goldman head who is now Donald Trump's chief economic advisor, despite his opposition to all of the economic philosophies of Donald Trump, these men are not serving the president well. My confidence, my belief is in Donald Trump. As I said in the 30-hour marathon, when Donald Trump has all the information, he will invariably make the right decision. But virtually no one in this administration, outside of a handful, can be trusted because, sadly, many of them do not share the president's vision or the president's agenda. So strap yourself in. You're going to need that seatbelt. We are in for the fight of the century. We won this election for the cause of Americanism. We put Donald Trump in the White House, and we will not let him be removed by some crazy left-wing globalist cabal that thinks they know better than we do what is good for America. Alex, thanks for breaking in with that news. It is timely. Next week, we will bring Dr. Franklin Brothers back to tell us exactly, technically, how they are seeking to strangle our communications on the Internet. But more importantly, what you can do to fight it. You heard Alex Jones. He is the leader here. If you ask me, he's the MVP. And that is why the personal campaign of vituperation against him. That is why you see him parried on television shows, which ironically show the actual activities of the radical left, but ascribe it to those of us who are here fighting for freedom of expression. Oh, yes, they are thousands of fake Facebook and Twitter posters. There are these so-called computer bots, but they're not working for us. They're working for the criminal David Brock. They're working for the criminal enterprise Media Matters for America. And therefore, we see again the left accusing us of doing what they are doing. They do it again and again. So Alex was right. If you have a Facebook feed, if you have a Twitter feed, if you're on social media, you are an army of one. We need you in this fight. This is not armchair activism. In the modern day, in the internet age, you're on the front lines if you're out there spreading the good word. We work very hard at places like Stone Cold Truth, StoneZone.com, the Central Florida Post. We work overtime to try to provide the content, as they say in computer terms, the news, as it were, the facts that you need to combat the globalist left. But none of it does us any good if we are being stifled at the technical level. You know, I think it was Chairman Mao who said, let 1,000 flowers bloom. He's also the one who said political power flows from the barrel of a gun. Let's take his first quote, if we may. He's talking about you. He's talking about your ability to get out there on the net. You see something at Infowars.com that you find compelling? Repost it. If you have to shorten it to hide the buzzwords inside the address, you can do that as well. There's any number of shortening services online, but get the news out there. And as I like to say in my book speeches around the country, tweet and retweet until your fingers hurt. Quantity matters as well as quality. You as an individual can reach thousands of people. You can tell them about the products at the InfoWarsStore.com and how those expenditures support the fight for liberty. Now is probably a good time to tell you that the entire Defense of Free Speech mega specials, which we have up online right now, are ending soon at the InfoWarsStore.com. I'm talking about 30% off of Brain Force, 20% off of Secret 12, 20% off of Knockout, 20% off of Winter Sun, 20% off the Prostaguard, 20% off of Bio-PCA, 20% off of Biome Defense 25, 20% off of Living Defense. This is a product that I think helped save my life after I was poisoned. 30% off of the ProPure King water filters. This is something that my cousins recently acquired, and they swear by it. And, of course, DNA Force is back in stock, but it won't be for long, folks. Because we're not funded by the establishment, we don't have the kind of funds that Google and Amazon and Facebook and Twitter have. We have to count on you. This revolution is financed and funded and underwritten by you. So please visit the store. Take an opportunity now with these unbelievable price breaks to help us finance the revolution. You'll be glad you did, because it's win-win. I can speak firsthand to the quality of the products available on the store, and I've seen the operation underground there in Austin, and I've seen the way we are financing an exciting revolution. One other thing I am being coached to mention is the upcoming birthday of President John F. Kennedy. I am going to be among the speakers on the 29th of May. I am going to be speaking remote for 100th birthday online conference. You see it there, May 29th, starting at 9 a.m. Ed Haslam speaking about Oswald in New Orleans. Barr McClellan talking about Vice President Lyndon Johnson and his role. My friend Dr. James Fetzer talking about the Zapruder film and how it was altered. Gary Fannin talking about Oswald's movements in Dallas. Larry Rivera showing that there is proof of Oswald standing outside the Texas School Book Depository building. Wayne Madsen and others. This is going to be a dynamite conference. You don't want to miss it. I'm Roger Stone. I want to thank you again for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show and remind you, victory or death.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.